This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
I can't hear you as well as I could.
Well, I don't want to tell you. I can turn up your mic or your headphones if you'd like.
Okay, now I've got it.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Okay,
everything's fine. I always turn, you're using my normal headphones, and I'm an advocate for ear health. And I keep them down real low. I just want to be able to hear the minimum. I don't want to be blasted out. So
yeah, I keep them up real high because it's too late for me.
Yeah.
Could
be the reason.
I should have listened to you 20 years before I met you.
It's Mark with you. It's Mark with you.
And Rich Paul.
Thank you very much. Let's go right to the phones. It's Reviler calling in from Florida. Rev, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, my friends. I made a promise to some other people there that I wouldn't call. I just had to this one time since those people are not there. I don't want to call in and bash other callers, but it's relevant. Sarah, she's good entertainment. I thought she was a nice lady. Now I think she's a butthole. I mean, she's an admitted communist. Thank you, Rich, for pointing out that the commies, if anything, were bigger scumbags than the Nazis, killing literally, like you said, 10 times the amount of Hitler. And you just gave her the information, which she can find from numerous sources, and she's still delusional. So tell me again why communists should not be fed into wood chippers.
Because... You know, well, I mean,
I think it's a Streisand.
The thing is, some of them can be repaired, and the reason that I say that is that when I was 18, I would have described myself as a Marxist.
And I would have described myself at one point as basically not a Marxist, but a communist.
And you know, there were a number of thinkers who led me away from Marxism. The first being, of course, Karl Marx. When I actually read him and read things like The Dictatorship of the Proletariat, I just had this Kramer voice in my head going, I don't like the sound of that. and basically reading Robert Heinlein when he wrote about the Soviet Union gave me the idea that the dictatorship of the proletariat has turned out just about the way it sounds like it would.
that's essentially what the Democratic Party is looking for here in the United States, and not much... Yeah. Different than the Republican Party is looking for here in the United States.
Well, that is the that is the result of democracy.
Yep.
That is when they say that communism is indivisible from democracy, I agree that it is. And the reason is because it's easier to make poor people than it is to make rich people.
Oh, yeah.
So all you have to do is make enough poor people, and then you can vote away whatever the rich people have amassed. And with nobody accumulating capital, of course, there are no businesses to work in, there are no jobs, there's no production, there's nothing to eat, and everybody dies.
Yeah, and what you just said there is one of the reasons that one of the few open racists such as myself, who was raised in a multicultural home, by the way, and who does not hate all of any group of people, but, you know,
you
recognize more... Well, you recognize... It's simple, Mark. You recognize more patterns of trash, so to speak, in certain groups than others, and you recognize one group at the top that we won't mention. They tend to wear funny little hats that, you know, are kind of conducting all of this. But the point is, real quick, to what Rich just said, yeah, I think at one point, I mean, I was a big SJW and all this stuff. I think I was a borderline, like, cultural Marxist, at least. But really quickly, there's this cognitive dissonance. I'll get off the phone here soon, too. But if you study the tenets of Marxism and you read Marx, like I know you guys have and a lot of your listeners have probably been exposed to it, but the average dolt, the average little college butthole that wants to be rebellious or something and stick it to their Trump-voting parents and calls themselves a communist, right? Look at it. It talks about the dissolution of private property. It talks about the centralization of communication. Again, the Nazis are, you know,
it's basically
not the 90s
home.
People.
When it comes when if yeah. you're a, if you're a 17-year-old, you mm-hmm. pretty much are living in a communist dictatorship. I mean, you're getting that mommy yeah. and daddy. Thanks for the call, Rev.
I think of it as even more like a school than a home. Because it's like, you know, everything is controlled by the government.
Maybe that's a good analogy, but I think that in many cases what's attractive about communism and socialism to some extent, and I don't think the Jews have anything to do with it, whatever Rev might say, I don't care, that sounds like nonsense to me.
I mean,
whatever.
Marx was descended from Jews, so, but who cares?
Right, whatever. You know, lots of libertarians are Jews.
Yeah.
Too,
so is Ludwig von Mises, Murray Rothbard, Hayek, Milton Friedman.
Right. Libertarianism owns its philosophy, too.
Ayn Rand.
Was she Jewish?
Yes, she a Russian Jew.
They had no idea. Yeah. But, you know, why? Because I don't pay attention to that stuff. But somebody posted today on Facebook that said something like, more Americans support what the Democrats are calling Medicare for all now. They don't want to say single-payer health care. They don't want to say socialized medicine. They call it Medicare for all. And they're saying more Americans appreciate it want it. Well, so what? If we, what I responded to, well, let's take a poll of high school sophomores and ask them what they think about, how brain surgery should be done. I don't care what ignoramuses think on a subject.
Yeah.
I care about what experts think, but ultimately when it comes to economics, most people, the experts disagree too.
Well, the other thing is, you know, whatever somebody has, think of any prosperous person, think of Donald Trump, and do a poll. Do you want what this guy has?
They'll be like, yeah.
Yep,
I'll take it. Sure. Yep. Why not?
Sure.
You know? And that's the thing. Why not? If I can jack him with impunity, why not jack him? Why not jack everything he has?
Sure.
And the answer is because that kills the goose that lays the golden egg. He's not going to produce anything more once you've jacked it a couple of times.
But what does anyone care? As long as their life is okay, what do they care? Because
unless you're terminally ill, you should be thinking past a 6-month time horizon, and there comes a time.
It's probably more than that. I mean,
it depends. There's a lot of fat in the United States,
right?
Venezuela,
not as much.
Yeah, and Venezuela though was a very rich country. It was the richest country in South America before Hugo Chavez took over. That's the amazing thing, and now literal starvation.
Now, to be fair, the other side, the other side of the coin in the United States is basically this crony capitalism, this corporatism, whatever terminology you wish to describe what passes for capitalism in the United States is also impoverishing to people.
It is impoverishing to some people and is enriching to a lot of the wrong people when you have crony capitalism. A lot of people who aren't really producing, they're not makers, they're takers. And the idea of capitalism is that the wealth should go to the makers, not the takers.
Right. And then the trickle-down economics, which I know people hate this term. It's now very out of vogue. But the thing is they never tried trickle-down economics.
Well,
they used trickle-down economics as a ruse to build and rob people.
I mean, trickle-down economics was always a straw man, and it's a theory that never had a proponent. It only had opponents, okay? And that's the mark of a straw man in public debate.
Didn't Reagan have, wasn't Reagan a proponent?
Reagan never used the phrase trickle-down economics. David Stockman never used it, who is Reagan's economist, I believe.
Okay.
I hope I got that name right. It's been a long time since Reagan. But no, none of those guys ever actually used it. It was coined by some Democrat because it sounds ridiculous. Trickle down, it implies that just a trickle is coming down. And what economists are really talking about when they talk about economic growth is more John F. Kennedy, a rising tide raises all boats. Okay, we're back on the ocean now.
Well, the problem with that is that people are now, even though poor people are better off around the world than they ever have been in the course of human history, somehow it's still a problem because the wealth gap is growing.
Well,
but let me explain the wealth gap very quickly. If my income is $100 an hour and yours is $10 an hour and we both see a doubling of our income, I have $200 an hour, you have $20 an hour. We both have had our income double, but the wealth gap has also doubled in between us. And now that's unfair and a disparagement, even though you're twice as wealthy as you were. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting weissparis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's weissparis.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
and Rich Paul.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. So if you're just a neophyte getting into cryptocurrency, well, head on over to Bitcoin.com and check out all the news, right? They are huge proponents of Bitcoin Cash, which is the Bitcoin that's best used, most designed as a cryptocurrency as opposed to like a store of value. But they also give great news on other crypto ventures that are going on out there. And they don't take – they're agnostic as far as the technology when it comes to the philosophy behind it. Now, if you've got a philosophy that's messed up behind your cryptocurrency, they'll be certain to call it out. If you've got flawed technology, they'll be happy to mention that. And, you know, I'm glad that they do. But what you need is you need information about how to get a wallet, where to buy Bitcoin, how to spend Bitcoin, places like saveatpurse.com. Bitcoin.com allows you to do that. And if you've been around for a while, they've got the latest news. They've actually got a Telegram chat if you want to get your news delivered right when it comes out. Or you can engage with the community at the Bitcoin Forum. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Yeah, I do most of my trade in Bitcoin Cash.
There was recently a bump up in transactions. Heading back up, more transactions going on in cryptocurrency, and you saw transaction fees on, the major network BTC go up to $1.25. Who wants to buy something and like you buy a cup of coffee or a hamburger, which you could do here in Keene, New Hampshire, right downtown? Well, why would you want to pay an extra $1.25? Who wants to do that? With Bitcoin Cash, you're paying like if it's 2 cents, it's probably less than that.
See, I'm bitter against BTC, and the reason that I'm bitter against BTC is when the futures market came online, when Bitcoin was getting press after press after press, that should have been the moment in the sun for cryptocurrency, and it easily could have been if the people running BTC had just swallowed their pride and installed the kludge of doubling the block size or even tripling the block size just to buy them enough time to find the right solution, because then the devil wouldn't have been at the door. But when you've got people waiting 2 weeks because you wouldn't make this simple tweak to your transaction, and you've got transactions not clearing for 2 weeks, that means that the development team has chosen to willfully drop the ball for people who entrusted them with their money. And I am completely with Roger Ver when I say that Bitcoin Cash follows the true Bitcoin philosophy, because I think the basis of the true Bitcoin philosophy is make it work, and Bitcoin Cash made it work and made it economical.
Yeah, they did it pretty quickly. They took a beating during what we've recently called crypto winter as far as pricing goes, but all coins did. But they went down against the original BTC. Mm-hmm. However, my prediction has always been, they basically held steady at this point, relatively recently, and they saw a recent run up. But my point has always been, when the run up occurs, Bitcoin Cash will perform 20% better than a Bitcoin, 20% better or better. And
well, it certainly should, because the coin itself performs 100 times better. I mean, I bought some Bitcoin Cash from a friend, just cash out of his wallet, and it cleared in seconds.
Seconds, yeah.
Dash clears in seconds. Yeah. Bitcoin, last I looked at it, I don't look at it much, didn't clear in seconds. It cleared in maybe minutes. Maybe, is it still sometimes hours?
It's probably, it would to fully clear, it would have to be an hour generally. But, right now it's performing okay because there's not a lot of traffic on the network. But I think that the Bitcoin BTC team, this term Bitcoin's difficult to nail down because anything that came from the Bitcoin line is a Bitcoin, right? So Bitcoin Cash is Bitcoin, BTC is Bitcoin, you know, whatever. So
Everything's Bitcoin. It's become a generic term.
So basically, they're calling it a store of value, and I think that it functions as that. Hopefully, it will hold value, but it became valuable because it was a cryptocurrency, and now it doesn't function like one, so I find that to be a problem. But that doesn't mean I'm going to be right.
Yeah, I don't see it as being a store of value because I don't see it as offering any value. That can't be, I mean, I look at a cryptocurrency as more or less each coin is a share of stock, and the company is this distributed group of people that is making the product work, that's making the network work, and they're valuable for the same reason that PayPal is valuable, because they're operating this thing at a profit. And there's no reason for BTC to be worth 10 times what BCH is, you know? Or I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be trading at about the same level.
If you should look into this, listener, you should look into this this disagreement. You may come up with different...
This is not financial advice. I'm not even me. I'm playing a character here.
If you...
I'm Friar Rich.
The place to start your research, I believe, is Bitcoin.com. If you don't know anything about this, find out more. Go to Bitcoin.com. You can find out more. And I just want to finish up real quick. We had this article that we were talking about in the last hour about the Thai government going after the seastead out in the middle of the Indian Ocean, 13 miles from Thailand in international waters. And there's a little last bit here. Patry Friedman, the grandson of Milton Friedman, has also been set up the Seasteading Institute, founder of the Seasteading Institute, and he has some comments on the Thai Navy coming after, just sort of saying, hey, it's not as easy as just setting up a houseboat in international waters. He says, until seasteading is big enough to change the system, Patry concludes, our beliefs about what international law should be, our imagined individual rights, or our perception that the nation state is unjust, they're all irrelevant to present strategy. We need to acknowledge the system in which we'll be working for the next 10 to 30 years, because only with a clear understanding of the present can we create our desired future.
So the question is, what exactly do you have to do? Do you have to, like, obtain a black market nuke in order to be taken seriously? Or
lots of nations don't have nukes.
Yeah, I guess that's true, but they kind of get grandfathered in.
Yep.
And it seems like a lot of governments are actually not run by the government themselves. They're like somebody else's puppet.
I tend to wonder. I think that there's basically three, four sovereign nations in the world. Certainly a handful. There's a handful of sovereign nations,
yeah.
And the rest are just provinces, really.
Yeah, they're hegemons.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr will hold a 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time press conference on Thursday to discuss the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. Federal law enforcement on Wednesday is announcing charges of 60 people across multiple states in connection with the opioid crisis, including 31 doctors, 7 pharmacists, and 8 nurse practitioners accused of illegally prescribing and distributing opioids and other narcotics. Ben Glassman is a United States attorney for the Southern District of Ohio. He says it will take a massive effort to get rid of all the opioids that are on the streets.
Enforcement and treatment are both critical, as of course is prevention, if we're to turn the tide of this opioid crisis. And I believe we can.
North Korean state media says the country's military has tested a new tactical guided weapon. The test was supervised by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You're free to call in, talk about whatever you want here, live on the radio. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we are here, doing our thing on Free Talk Live. And you're welcome to call in. It's open to you. It's Mark with you.
And Rich Paul.
So, I don't know if this story, Rich Paul, I tend to think that this has probably been covered on Free Talk Live. It certainly should have. But, you know, neither one of us are here every night of the week. And I want to talk about it, so I'm going
to. I'm down.
This is from ABC News. And there's a story here where a Pennsylvania officer won't face charges for shooting a suspect inside the police station. Not just inside the police station. Inside a holding cell.
Oh, that guy gut shot the dude. Yeah.
Unarmed and shot the guy. Let me read the story to you so that we get the news as it is reported here. Pennsylvania police officer will not face charges for accidentally shooting a suspect in the stomach while in a police station last month, the district attorney announced Friday.
First off, let me cut you off right there, because any gun owner knows that there's no such thing as an accidental discharge. There's only a negligent discharge. Because when you're in possession of a firearm, you are required, even if you're me, you are required when you get to the point where you can't handle a firearm to hand it over to somebody else. You know,
well, negligence, you know, sounds like it carries consequences, and they certainly don't want to do that.
No, they don't.
Yeah. So it's accidental when a law enforcement officer does it. And this is the point I'm going to make here at the end of this, is that this isn't about making a mistake. Although, you know, I'm curious about that, too. I'm sure the guy who's gotten shot here has some questions. But this isn't about making a mistake. This is about responsibility and how it falls on you and me versus how it falls on those that work for the government. Now, the government, this term seems scary. But remember, it's just an organizational model. It's just people.
A government is basically a 00 corporation. It's a corporation that's licensed to kill.
There you go. Pennsylvania police officer will not face charges. Bucks County District Attorney, whatever, Matthew something, declined to press charges against a New Hope police, a Pennsylvania police officer who apparently meant to pull out his taser, but instead drew his gun and shot a suspect inside an interview room. The suspect was rushed to the hospital in critical condition, but survived. Brian Reiling was his name. This is an honest mistake with an unfortunate consequence. And Weintraub, let's see, this Weintraub guy says, the conduct was neither justified nor criminal, but excused because the officer honestly believed that he was using his taser when he shot Mr. Reiling in the stomach. And probably made everybody in the room deaf, by the way.
My tinnitus.
Yes. So what happened was the suspect was put in the room, and he was asked to sort of pull his pants down. They were shaking him down, as they do for people who are going into cells.
I hate it when that happens.
Something fell out of his pants, probably drugs. And
oh, not the thing that always falls out.
Right. I didn't see that. And then a struggle ensued, basically. The cops jumped on him. He was trying to get the thing, whatever it was, probably going to swallow it or whatever his plan was. And
within seconds,
and I'm not talking about 10 seconds. I'm talking about 3 or 4 seconds. This officer pulls out his firearm, which weighs different. It may be shaped similarly to a taser, but usually police officers' uniforms have a gun on one side and a taser on the other.
And those tasers that they carry are boxy. They don't feel like a gun.
Well, I wouldn't be able to say one way or the other, but this is probably practicing over and over and over again to pull your service weapon. And so he went to, you know, what was automatic.
Yeah, who does faster on practice with a taser?
Right. So he shot a man for misdemeanor drug possession. Wow. And that's an issue.
Yeah, I mean, basically, if the status of a drug user in the United States is little better than that of a Jew in Nazi Germany, you know, just for being who you are, just for, you know, living your life the way you choose to live it, not hurting anybody. You don't have to hurt anybody to qualify this. You can be dragged off the street and not see the light of day again for months or for years. And
what would have happened?
You may end up dead.
I'm not sure that I
end up in their criminal justice system.
I'm not sure I like your analogy. So one could stop being a drug user anytime one wishes, largely. But one couldn't stop being Jewish from an ethnic standpoint, right? Like, you could stop being a Jew from, you know, a religious standpoint, but you're stuck being a Jew from an ethnic standpoint, especially if you're 100%. So I don't know if I like the analogy, but nonetheless,
it's certainly a lifestyle choice within your rights. So you're right that you can't change your ethnicity, but, you know, it's kind of like, well, you know, why don't you just obey the law? And the answer is because this is the only life I get, okay? And I have goals for it, and some of them include visions induced by psychedelic drugs. I'm not willing to give up my goals because some local mobster or some foreign mobster says, nah, you can't do that. We want you to take poisonous antidepressants from Big Pharma instead. Well, I'm not going to do that, and it's my life.
Let me tell you the thing that saves this officer in this the story. It's pretty good. So anyway, the surveillance video goes on from the inside of the police department showing Riley dropping something consisting of a drug baggie, according to police, and certainly looked like it, on the ground while adjusting his belt and jeans. His steps on the baggie and then scuffle ensues. The two officers, they try to remove his foot from the top of the object. Riley is described as fit, 6'4", 240, construction worker, in the district attorney's release. One of the officers shouts, "Taser!" And reaches to his right hip, but instead draws his service weapon and fires one shot into Riling's midsection. Riling collapses on the ground, holding his stomach as the two officers immediately leave the cramped interrogation room. Mind you, this guy will be forever messed up. I mean, you know, being shot in the midsection by a gun, you'll be lucky if all you have is a colostomy bag out of this.
Right.
He probably will never walk the same and, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Riling initially isn't
hopefully
clear what
he'll
happened.
Be walking around with a couple mil, though.
What's that? Well,
hopefully maybe. He'll be walking around with a couple mil.
This does happen sometimes where there's a unjustified shooting by a police officer, and although he doesn't get charged, mm-hmm. something similar to this happened in Los Angeles in the subway. The officer thought he was tasing somebody, and he shot a suspect in the back who was handcuffed.
Well, the thing is, prosecutorial discretion is unquestionable, and what that means is that, you know, if a prosecutor brings charges, you can defeat them in court, but if a prosecutor fails to bring charges, there is no recourse. And a lot of these prosecutors just say, no, we're not going to bring charges against the cop.
We'll never even know his name. We can't even try him in the court of public opinion because it says right here the officer is not being named as charges were not filed would have been justified in using his stun gun, according to this. And I would say that's true.
I would say they would have been justified in walking away, closing the door, and
that's
leaving the guy alone.
And that's fine. I'm just saying from their rules inside their thing. This is a bad shoot.
Yeah.
And individuals who are not police officers who are involved in a bad shoot often go to jail. Individuals who are police officers don't. 855-450-3733. 855-450 free as in freedom.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. It's Mark with you.
And Rich Paul.
Going through this story here from ABC News about a police officer shooting a man in the police station and doing it by accident. Now, you know...
Or negligently, as non-cops would say.
That's right. Negligently, I think it's a better term. Well, I think it's good to hold people responsible for their actions, and mistakes you need to be responsible for too. I mean, if you intend to pull a taser and shoot somebody with a taser, you need to be responsible for that. Let me tell you about AnyPay. If you've got your own business. And you want to take cryptocurrency? You probably should take cryptocurrency because, well, at this point, there are people who want to spend cryptocurrency in your business. And you'll probably get a news story out of it, too. It's the local news often likes to promote that. But you may not know how. Just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. Helpmetakebitcoin.com covers it all. Basically, all you need is some kind of point-of-sale device. Whatever you're using, they'll be able to help you with that system. Probably a tablet is the way to go. And then after that, you'll have to set up a wallet. Easy. They show you how to do that. And you're off to the races, more or less. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Well worth your time and energy if you promote it, is the way I see it. They also have a map over there that's connected with helpmetakebitcoin.com. So you'll get on the map and people will find your business that would not otherwise find your business. And I think that's worth it. Back to this story from ABC News. This officer in Pennsylvania shoots a guy in the holding cell while they're all sort of struggling over some drug probably that fell out of the guy's pants. And he meant to pull the taser. By the sounds of it, it seems legit that that's what he was trying to do. And then he negligently, as you pointed out, Rich Paul, pulled his gun instead and shot the guy in the gut. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, I tend to think that if the situation were changed around and it wasn't a situation of a government employee shooting somebody, that all the laws would come to bear immediately on you.
Yeah, I can't imagine it would have been it would have gone as easily on that prisoner if he'd, you know, reached into his butt looking for some drugs and pulled out a Derringer instead and accidentally shot the cop with it. You know, I think that would have ended up very badly for that prisoner.
Yeah, I suspect he'd go to prison for the rest of his life if he survived the experience.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, like if it was in your front yard and somebody committed a misdemeanor on your porch, because that's all this is at this point, is a misdemeanor.
Right.
Drug possession, minor drug possession. If somebody committed a misdemeanor on your front lawn and you shot them over the misdemeanor, not over threats to yourself or anything, just shot them over the misdemeanor, I think you're going to be in big trouble.
Yeah, and we're talking about a misdemeanor that shouldn't even be a crime.
Yeah.
That's the tragedy of it.
The New Hope Police Department here, that's the name of the municipality, says released a statement saying the department thanks District Attorney Weintraub and the members of the office for their thorough investigation and report. The police department has no further information to release and no further comment on this matter.
We've investigated ourselves and determined that we did nothing wrong.
Right. They do that often, don't they?
They really do.
Yeah.
They're very good. Apparently they never do anything wrong.
Right. So I guess there's some kind of law in Pennsylvania that says, according to Section 304 of the Pennsylvania Crimes Code, a person has a defense to a criminal charge if he makes a mistake as a matter of fact for which there is a reasonable explanation or excuse. So this really gets this officer off, right? There was a claim where the officer said, taser, and then pulls the gun and shoots. And with that, coupled with this law here that says a person has a defense to a criminal charge if he makes a mistake, in, as a matter of fact, for which there is a reasonable explanation or excuse, and basically he's done. Now, I don't think that means that the municipality is going to be off the hook for paying the medical bills and likely some punitive damages to this man that got shot. I got to see this this video. What I guess for me is that shooting videos are fortunately not nearly as bad in real life as they tend to be on in television, right? So this guy, his reaction, strangely, the guy that was shot was that a gun? You shot me with a gun? Now the guy just said taser and shot the guy. Like, and I imagine everybody in the room's deaf. Bang! Right. Whee! Right? Like that, yeah. You know, that sound.
So the guy's probably thinking, oh my God, getting tased is incredibly painful. You know?
I don't know if you even feel it. I bet you it's so shocking that you really don't even feel it.
I don't know. I've seen people getting tased who looked like they just went someplace else, and I've seen people who looked like they were in a lot of pain and made a lot of noise. But, you know,
I've never seen anybody shot, and hope never to.
Yeah, see, I was reading the Declaration of Independence the other day, or actually listening to a dramatic reading of it, a couple of the complaints that the colonists had against the king might sound familiar.
Okay.
For quartering large bodies of armed troops amongst us, for protecting them by mock trial from punishments for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states. And, you know, and also for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world. Well, this cop was in the... His purpose was to cut off this guy's trade and whatever
drugs
that he had. He was a member of a large body of extremely well-armed, militarized troops, and now he's had a pretended trial for at least a negligent... I would call it, I guess you can't have negligent attempted murder, can you? Or attempted negligent homicide. Those aren't things,
it's
are they?
It's manslaughter.
Attempted manslaughter, is that a thing?
It would just be manslaughter.
Okay.
This would be, I don't know, This is, frankly, this is an aggravated assault is what this is. But
yeah,
I don't know.
And I'm sure the guy who got shot was aggravated.
It's highly aggravated. I imagine that when thinking about this the situation from the standpoint of a drug user you're doing here, I don't know. I don't feel like America's ready to even talk about drug legalization, although I think it should across the board. So if you look at places like Portugal and Amsterdam, a variety of places where they basically decriminalized or made it legal to possess small amounts, personal amounts of drugs, you don't see the problems from a criminal standpoint. You can actually see in Portugal where they've passed these laws and incarceration rates changed, costs changed. I mean, they may very well attempt to force you into treatment there.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you're basically on your own. And if you want to do drugs to the point that it kills you, well, isn't that your choice, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, yeah, I would think so.
Drugs?
What's terrifying to me, especially with the specter of Medicare for all, what happens if they give me Medicare and decide to just force me into treatment for the rest of my life?
That's what's going to happen.
Because I decide to keep doing what I'm doing. And they've got an infinite fund of money. It's a great way to fund your cronies in the drug addiction business.
Once you know, I have to
there
pay.
Was no heroin problem in the United States when you could buy heroin from Sears and Roebuck by mail order, which was true. Actually, I don't know if it was heroin. I think it might have been morphine. But the
I
thing
think
is,
Sears had heroin.
That's right. There was heroin.
Yeah. Heroin was just a name brand.
Yeah, because that's the first thing you extract from the poppy.
Well, heroins came along later than other opiates, but nonetheless, this nation was built by people with free access to opiates.
Right.
I mean, and anybody who says otherwise doesn't understand U.S. history.
Yeah, and it didn't stop anybody. Everything worked out just fine.
If you want to talk about the deterioration of the United States, it started about the time that they began prohibiting substances. I'm talking about alcohol and then, all the rest of it.
Yeah, well, 1905 and 1913 are years that will live in infamy. 1905 for substances, 1913 for
the Federal Reserve,
the income tax, and one other thing I can't recall.
I don't remember that one. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.